This giant sycamore seed in St. Philip's Place is Seed by Andrew McEwen. Andrew worked with the local community to get ideas for the site.
We were working with the local community. The people in the Angels Centre talked to some of the homeless groups in the cathedral, worked with the children from St. Philip's Primary School on ideas workshops and sculpture workshops, and then sort of developed their ideas from there into the final piece.
So just why did he decide on a giant sycamore seed?
I'd visited the site in, I think it was autumn, and the square is surrounded by sycamore trees, so there was lots of sycamore seeds on the ground, and when I took the children over, they were picking things up and, you know, they were quite interested in those, so they did some ideas using the sycamore. You know, I had an idea there that the sycamore seed could also link to the classical architecture. Maybe it could look like insects' wings, bees' wings. Bees were featured on the armorial bearing of Salford City.
Andrew's ideas were also echoed in the materials used.
Well, I mean, I could have made it out of galvanised steel and painted it, for example, or, you know, got a blacksmith to make it. But I really wanted it to be quite tactile and look very similar to a real sycamore, using wood and carving the original pattern or shape myself was what I wanted to do, rather than hand that over to a blacksmith to interpret, which I think would have looked very fabricated and hard-edged. I've always been inspired by casting and mould making, and so it was a desire to make a casting on a larger scale. But cast iron's fantastic, and it was a reference to the engineering and manufacturing industry of Salford, the bees of industry. It was trying to make that connection with the material, as well as it being a relatively cheap metal to use. You know, something in bronze, for example, would have been maybe 2 foot high or 3 foot high for that budget. And it's very durable and, you know, resistant to vandalism. My father was a steel worker as well, and you know, I come from an iron and steel making area in Teesside, so it's nice to be working in that material.
So what does the artist himself feel when he looks at it now?
Sometimes the first idea is the best, you know. And I think I had the idea, made a model, and I just thought, you know, that is what I think is right for the square. It's often one that people do like when I do presentations, and especially, you know, children and so on. Helicopter, you know. So I do like it, even though it's probably, you know, one of the more literal sculptures I've created over the years as well. But I hope that people, you know, might be able to read in some of the other references that certainly I was inspired by and motivated by. The new seed to sort of signify the potential growth and future regeneration of Salford, as it was part of the Chapel Street Regeneration Project.